get your game and tech updates right here on T-Tech.
Bonjour, Night Show on TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's me, TP. All right, so the first selfie category we're going to talk about is known as the aesthetics. All right, this category is the most popular among them all. Aesthetic selfie takers are those who take selfies that show off style or aesthetics experience. These photos look good for the sake of looking good and could be anything from posing with an extraordinary hairstyle, making a duck face like Kim Kardashian, using artistic techniques to show off the selfie skills, you know. This is a really, I would say the OG kind, the ones that have good photography skills. The next category is imagination category, and these selfie takers will trigger assumptions about where the subject is or what they might doing. So it could be you taking a selfie at a beach, which implies that you're on a holiday, but you don't want to say you're on holiday. You get what I mean? Like, you are insinuating stuff. Alright, so those are the first two categories. Right now we're just going to go back to the playlist, and after this I'm going to talk more about the other selfie categories. TFM.
Wow, what's that? It's T-Tech.
Yo, Night Show TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's me, TP here. Alright, so moving on to the third selfie category. It is called the trait category. T-R-A-I-T, trait. So this category, selfies are about expressing your personality and bringing out a certain message. So this category also belongs to a niche of influencers who are more expressive in their selfies, showing off if they're either outgoing or intelligent, happy-go-lucky, and so on. Like, maybe they're reading a book. Maybe, like, for me, if I'm in this category, right, I'll be posing like in a studio together with my mic doing the show, so forth and so forth. After that, there is the state selfie, S-T-A-T-E. Now, this category is where selfies reflect a temporary mood of the person or atmosphere of that scene. So, for example, it can be selfies that, let's say you're crying in your car because you just gone through a breakup. Or, you know, it's a rainy day, so you're moody at that time and something like that. So, you take a picture of a selfie in that room in a moody setting, you know, something like that. So, these are the next two categories. Now, we're going to go for a quick break. Coming back, I'm going to talk about the final category. TFM.
Welcome to T-Tech.
Hey, what's up? Night Show and TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's me, TP here. All right, so the final category and types of selfies is called Theory of Mind. For this category, selfies are usually more insinuating, very, very much. Okay, which means these selfies will make the viewers of the photo make assumptions about the selfie taker's motives or identity. This is a more sophisticated category, okay? It's like selfies that are taken when you're covering your eye while lying on a hospital bed. Now, that would make a lot of people question, like, okay, so what is wrong with this person? Why is her covering her eye? And why is she lying in a hospital bed? Things like that. Nevertheless, these five categories are not a complete guide to all the selfie categories in the world, and scientists say more research is needed to understand the types of selfies and if it can really be categorized in these five categories. TFM.